From a channeled message that Pam Padalano received to the ears of thousands of human beings all over the world, a message of love and hope for the future of the human race. On Awakened Soul Stories on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Fridays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., we'll speak with awakened humans from all walks of life, living their true life purpose and sharing their experiences to help others gain the same knowledge. Her guests are inspiring and insightful with true life experiences that will bring you the peace and guidance your soul desires. Listen in on Fridays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. as we give you the tips and tools to help live your best life and be of the highest vibration in this world and the next. Pam has helped hundreds of people navigate successfully on their path to understanding the one true consciousness.
Welcome to another episode of Awakened Soul Stories. I am Pam Padalano. I'm your host, and my guest today is none other than astrologer Jessica Julio. So say hi, Jessica.
Hi.
So Jessica has been on the show before, so she's coming back to give us an update on what's going on from December on, maybe into the new year, a little bit into the new year. It's always very interesting and very intriguing talking to Jessica. She's always spot on too, whether you want to hear it or not. She's always spot on. So I'm excited to have her back. Jessica and I have been friends for, I don't even know how long, 11 years, maybe, probably been about 11 years, 10 years.
Yeah, about 10.
Yep. Excited to have a friend here sitting with me and talking. We'll be asking her questions, and she'll give you information on how to get in touch with her. So if you want a personal reading, personal astrological reading, she can help you out with that. So I am going to turn it over to Jessica. So hi, Jessica.
Hi, thank you again for having me. I'm happy to be here. So I am pulling up the new moon that we're gonna be having in December 4th, new moon in Sagittarius. Sag is a Jupiterian ruled planet, and it's very like expansive and freedom loving. It's a time for adventure. It's a time for really shaking up our patterns and old ways of being. And this time in December is definitely feeling a lot lighter energetically than what we just came out of. The past few months have been astrologically so intense. You know, a lot of pressure was building in our lives to shake us up so that we can let go of what's not serving. And a lot of us are up-leveling our lives completely, advancing so much right now because of the pressure that we had. And the shedding, you know, of Scorpio season was really intense and illuminated a lot of things that are not working in our lives anymore. And we're being called to really step up in a new direction. I'm really feeling that Sag energy is helping us to launch into the new, if we can embrace this newness, this new call, you know, or even a new way of being. Because even astrologically right now, we're in a liminal space of the old and the new, and making a choice of whether you want to stay comfortable in the past and whatever you had going on, or if you are ready to step into the new you that you're still becoming, because we're still like not who we are going to be quite yet. And so there's been a lot of people, I've been giving a lot of readings lately, transit readings with people who feel stuck right now or confused. You know, I don't know what's coming, but this is exactly where we're meant to be right now, is in this new birthing stage. And December is really going to help us propel us forward to embracing these new callings. There's going to be a lot of great things, I feel like, this new moon in Sag. The new moon is going to also be conjuncting Mercury in Sagittarius, and the sun conjuncting that as well in Sag. And this is also a wonderful time for like speaking truth to others, saying what you need to say, sharing, and even writing. This is a great time and aspect for people who are writers, either that's journaling or whatever form or medium that your truth telling takes. it's a very, very, very good time for this. However, we have to be mindful because this time in December 4th, Mercury and the Moon will be making a square to Neptune. And Neptune is a planet ruled by Pisces and can create miscommunication and confusion. And even possible misrepresentation or deception. So we have to be very careful when we are sharing, not to try to confuse anyone or mislead in any way or have them do that to us. I noticed the Moon squaring Neptune can confuse our intuitive psychic downloads to the point where we're questioning our own intuition. Like, oh, is this fear or is this what I'm picking up? And so that's something to be mindful of right now. There's a lot of good aspects though with this new moon coming up here and for December. So Venus will be conjuncting Pluto, and Venus and Pluto together is transformative love, hot, passionate. It could be very, very romantic, sexy. I mean, especially if you're single, you want to attract someone new, this could be very good. Although Venus is going to be retrograding and she's already in her pre-shadow phase right now. She went in her shadow phase November 17th and will be retrograde December 19th, going till January 28th, 2022. Then it takes her about 3 more weeks to go completely direct. So Venus is retrograding and that brings up people from the past a lot of the time, old relationships from the past that there's been any tension, anything that needs to be resolved within a connection, people will come right back up. I mean, from years ago, this can happen. Old friendships even too. And if you're in a relationship, this is the time to work on things that need healing. Some relationships break up altogether with these transits, but it's an opportunity to grow within your relationship and make it stronger if these issues can be worked out.
Sounds like a lot.
There's a lot going on lately. It's been a lot just in general, all year long. And it's meant to be that way. I mean, and it's being reflected in the world too.
We talked before about it and we said it was like a purging.
It's the great purge.
It sure is. There's just stuff that's come up in the past few months that's just... You just sit there and go, but why, you know, in the middle of like, everything could be okay. And then, you know, all this stuff pops up that it could be emotional trauma just or drama that needed to come up and be purged out. You know, people are moving their physical locations. You know, I see a lot of people are just downsizing.
Yes. You know? Yep. A lot of people are making some really big decisions right now about, you know, where they stand with their beliefs. And a lot of people's relationships are not able to work the differences out. There's been a big divide, a big separation. Oh, I felt it. I feel it in my own life, you know, and everybody, I see it.
Yeah, I do too. Absolutely.
It's been really hard.
It has, but I think that, you know, this transition that we're in, and a lot of it's about us just like going to the higher dimensions, right? Within our own selves. It's about moving, transiting from third to fifth.
We're just
the fourth altogether. We're just going to kind of go by that. But yeah,
sometimes we're vacillating between all these, depending on, you know, what we're absorbing and being mindful of not to absorb all the collective fear energy.
Do you think that, I know we've probably discussed this before, but I think it's really important because obviously the name of the show is Awakened Soul Stories, but do you think you're part of this great awakening? You know, not the person that needs to be awakened, but helping others to awaken.
Sorry, I'm getting a bunch of messages all at once, of course. I believe that we all collectively chose to incarnate during this time so that we can rise up and shift the energy. I do believe that. However, maybe some people are not able to for whatever reason, but I believe they are right where they need to be as well. Does that make sense?
It does. Because some people, you know, as much as you talk to them about this particular thing, you know, I don't want to say, it sounds cruel to say they don't get it, but it's just, they're not supposed to get it right now.
They're right where they need to be.
Right. But you planted the seed, right? You give them that information and you plant the seed. And if it grows, great. If it grows in 20 years, even better.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how you have to look at it, is as opposed to, you know, just hyper focusing on one person and taking it personally that they don't get it. Our egos have to be separate from what we're doing right now.
Yes.
Very separate. And you know, very. What? We have to separate yourself from the end game and the outcome. because it's their life and their choice,
yep.
you know? Yes. And I see that what you do is super important because it gives them the, because some people repeat patterns all their life and don't understand why, but
yes.
they don't understand that, you know, it was in their stars when they were born. It's right. not a choice. You just have to learn to live with it and work around it if it's something not so positive, or if it's something positive, embrace it and run with it.
Yeah, I've definitely found astrology to be such an empowering tool because I don't feel like such a victim in other people either. Like, look at, we chose this. We chose all these circumstances and situations and people in our lives to help us evolve. And that's the best way that I feel to look at everything.
No, I'm in 100% agreement with you. I think it's really important. And I think that also, you know, again, this time that we're in, you see a lot of patterns, right? People with the patterns, and they have an opportunity to adjust those patterns or fix them or let them go.
Right.
So whether they choose to or not, again, that's totally up to them. The only thing you can do is give them the information and walk away.
That's it. This is a pattern breaking time.
Yes, it
right
is.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Do you see particular things that are the same coming up? What if at anything that's the same keeps coming up around what you see with people that you're doing readings for? Or
lately, you know, because I do believe we attract the clientele that we need as well. It's a lot of inner child healing that I've been working with people and myself, you know, looking at our ancestral lineage of how deep these patterns run, you know, the patterns of abandonment, rejection, you know, not feeling loved or accepted for who you are, and why we keep perpetuating these relationships in our lives that mirror the mom and dad or the family members and things like that. I've been seeing it a lot for people right now.
Is there a particular house or situation that occurs astrologically that can cause these things?
Absolutely. Yes, we've had Chiron, the wounded healer, that moved into Aries. And I've noticed that the Aries in astrology rules the baby. It's really the baby sign of the zodiac. That's the inner child. And Chiron is helping us heal our inner child right now.
So does that happen for everybody or just the people that, you know, have a mark on their chart somewhere?
It happens for, you know, people who have aspects to Chiron, and everyone in their chart has this transiting somewhere in their lives, you know, and activating certain areas. It could be feeling incompetent in a career, even if it's transiting the 10th house or the 9th house of, you know, our belief system not being in resonance with our family or, you know, our 5th house. It could go I could go on and on. It could go throughout the chart and illuminate this wound that we feel in different areas of our lives. Everyone's feeling it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, even us as, and I don't want to call us light workers because that's such a cliche term.
Yeah.
But it's more the people that do this awakening work, you know. I see a lot of trauma coming to the surface for those of us that have it.
A lot for those. I think everyone's got trauma in varying degrees.
Yeah. To whatever their perception of the trauma is.
That is true for however deeply they can meet themselves and yeah. see and want to do that work.
Right. Or what they perceive as trauma.
Right. That too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen January? What's coming up for everybody? Generally?
Well, the good news is most of the planets, almost all of them by mid-January will be direct. And that's go time. This is a time of manifestation, forward movement, brand new beginnings. I'm really feeling some good stuff for, you know, the beginning of the new year coming up. It's Capricorn season too, January. And then, you know, February at the end of January and February's Aquarius. I really feel like it's hard work and discipline and goals and abundance. And, you know, I really enjoy.
You can't use discipline and Aquarius in the same sentence.
Well, actually, Aquarius's traditional ruler is Saturn.
Oh my God.
Which is a serious sign. You know, Aquarius definitely loves freedom and is very unconventional and has its own way of doing everything.
Yes.
However, they're like, okay, I'm the humanitarian. I want to make a mark on the world and have some type of mission or some expansive thing to share with the collective.
We don't know anybody like that.
Right? Someone with like a million things, signs in Aquarius.
So we don't have
Pam has an Aquarius stellium, every planet. She's like the most Aquarian person I know. And Pam, you're a hard worker.
Yeah, I am. Whatever I tend to focus on at that moment. Yes.
Right.
I work very hard at it.
That's it. And then you'll work hard at something else that captures you.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So we're going into Capricorn right now? No.
We're in Sag right now.
Sag.
Okay. And Sag goes till about December 19th.
Oh, that's right. And then we switch over.
So in between then, we've got this new moon in Sag with really great energy, but we still have the Saturn square Uranus transit, which is the past and the old in tension with the new beginnings and the new you, and that liminal space of feeling like, oh, things aren't moving the way I want them or fast. But come mid-January, it'll start lightening up and then it'll be fully out in the spring.
Oh, so how long do we have for everything to be direct before something is in retrograde or
mid-January?
So we have like what, 2 days or 2 weeks of just direct?
No, we've got a couple months of directness for a while. Yeah. That's and nice. Then, you know, the planets always are everything is always, you know, transiting. It's ephemeral and it's the transits, the retrogrades to me are very powerful times of introspection and a deep like knowledge of things within your being, like deep change too. It depends on what planet is retrograding to in your chart and what aspects it's making. Those are usually big changes.
Oh, so we'll have to take a look later at that. So I have a question, because last time we did this, it was the birthday of the United States.
Yes, remember? I was looking at the United States chart.
So what is happening for this country or the world right now? Like what do you see as far as, I don't know, because we're in a mess. We're in a mess right now.
Yeah. And you know, I see that it's going to last a while, you know, because Pluto is having its return to the United States, natal Pluto. And Pluto is all about rebirth, death, transformation, destruction. And that needs to happen. Everything needs to be completely changed and reformed before we can rise, you know, to that higher place of transformation and rebirth and that newness, that fresh, high vibration energy.
Well, I think that's part of why this whole awakened movement is happening now, is to help that time, because, you know, like, and we, you and I have talked about this before. I think the human race is on this precipice right now, and it could go either way. And if we don't strengthen our game a little bit, you know, it might not be the way that we need it to be, the positive direction, right? So I don't know. Do you see anything about that? Or
I mean, it could get even crazier. I mean, honestly, I mean. People are losing their jobs, you know, being forced out of their lifestyles completely. I'm seeing a lot of people building communities with each other and learning how to garden, learning how to grow their own food, and completely disengaging from the society and starting a whole new one. I'm feeling really drawn to this idea personally, to detach from the old. It's hard though. It's really hard to do this, you know, to let go of your accustomed lifestyle, material things, and I mean, if it keeps going the way it does, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. It could go either way, like you said, you know, if people conforming.
And I think that was part of the plan, was to instill enough fear in people that they would be resistant to the change that needs, that we need to do on our own as human beings. So there's so much fear out there. And I think part of the job that we have now is to interrupt that fear and let them know that they don't have anything to be afraid of, right? They don't, and they have total control over what they choose to do going forward, whether it's creating the community and growing your own food and not be dependent on the system, not being dependent on the government or, you know, the world government or whatever you want to call it. But I see a lot of people talking about it, you know, and this is like the biggest shift I've seen in my lifetime, far as that's concerned, you know? So I think that's, if you look at it, it's like 75% of the population, the world population is in fear. You know, for the past 2 years, it's been horrible.
Yeah, it has.
That 25%, is it enough to pull the rest of them in? I don't know, but we need to be more than 50% to change that, what they call a critical mass, right?
We need to
be there. So I don't know if there, I didn't know if there was like a thing going on in the sky helping all of this or not helping all of this.
I think it's helping it. We're right on time with this, and our ancestors chose us, and we are the ones here to be seen, to be heard, and to stand up. And I mean, I've had a tremendous amount of fear personally in my own life, you know, with being seen for doing this work, for really stepping up and trying to share it. It's been a lot. Family, you know, and friends and people disowning me for not wanting to conform to what's going on, and losing work. And it's not easy. It's been extremely hard and a lot of grief. And it's going to take some, I just think it's going to take time for all of us to really stand up. And some people aren't going to want to, they're going to want to stick with what's going on with the system. And I really feel like there's always been this pull of this light and dark, and that's our energy. This is the duality of the universe, and it's really challenging energy to work with. It's very dense.
And the density of it, that population that doesn't want to listen. You know, when I was channeled all this information back in January, part of it was you have to work on the people that want to hear your message. And the people that don't, it's not that we don't love them or care about them. It's just that they're on their own path, and there's nothing we can do to change that except plant the seed.
That's it. Yeah, right.
But just some of us, some of us see the bigger picture, and some of us don't, because they're still in fear. And that's, you know, the fear thing is a little daunting. And not because it scares me, it's just because, you know, you have conversations with people and you can tell that they totally don't get it, nor do they want to. And that's fine.
They're just on a whole different frequency.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, long ago, we could take it personally, and we probably would when we were younger, be like, oh, I did something wrong. You know, I'm not good enough to change this person. And it really has nothing to do with us.
That's a big one that's been coming up right now is, my love isn't strong enough or good enough to be that change, to change someone else. That's a thing that's been coming up a lot.
But you know, you can't change somebody else.
No one, we can't change anyone. And we can't save anyone.
No.
At the end of the day.
No, we can't. So the work that, you know, you're doing, the work that I'm doing, has become very interesting over the past 12 months. You know, and it's definitely changed so much from 2 years ago.
Right.
It's not the same. Even the people that come to see me, I'm sure the people that come to see you, they feel something, they feel a shift, but they don't understand it. And they just need somebody to explain it to them.
A lot of people are waking up right now. They're having major breakthroughs and having big aha moments right now.
Yeah, I kind of like that part of it.
Sometimes it has to get so bad before people can open up.
Right. But thankfully, most of them see it before it's too late. Thankfully.
Thankfully. But then they see it when they need to, when they're ready.
So what drives that? Again, like astrologically, what drives that kind of, I don't know, awakening or change or shift or, you know, I mean, it's probably
a lot. No, it depends. Yeah. It depends for everyone. I've noticed some transits specifically that do induce this, and it can be the planet Pluto if it makes significant squares or challenging aspects to unpredictable, you know, things in our lives, like people dying, losing a job, or some traumatic shaking thing, or, you know, someone goes away, or we lose somebody we love. And it's usually like that, like things, serious things like that, that really wake people up. And there are astrological transits that show these things, like, you know, transiting Pluto opposing Uranus, or Pluto in squares to your ascendant, or Venus to squaring Pluto. Like, it's a lot of Uranian and Pluto. I see that people are like having these big breakthroughs, even if you have a Neptune transit, which is ruled by Pisces, because Pisces, you know, Neptune is multi-dimensional reality when it hits our charts, and we can have big awakenings with that planet and the transits it makes.
And, you know, again, I see a lot of that, even with myself, the information that I get is, before, you know, you'd get downloads, things would be vague. You would have to figure it out where to place it. Now when the information comes through, it's like exact, it's like an order, right? There's no messing around. There's no doubt of what they want or what they're telling me or anything like that. It's just very, I just laugh now. I'm like, okay, I gotcha.
I definitely feel like my intuition is on another level. Like, it's never been like this. My telepathy, I can see through things. A lot of people are having a raise in this deep awakening and advancement of spiritual gifts and awakening of them. Even some people, you know, we're awakening old gifts that we didn't even have, maybe other lifetimes.
Right.
And it
also seems like, it's going to sound kind of crazy, but I guess not to us.
Not to us.
As the other side, the evil rises, the light, people that do this work, I don't want to use the word light workers again, but it seems like we become just as powerful as the evil.
There's always, if there's more, the dark and the light, they have to be in balance with one another. That's why I like to say sometimes I'm a shadow worker, because we look it through the shadows to get to the light.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. So what is it looking like for, you know, going into June and July, like just vaguely?
Oh, I haven't even gotten that far yet.
Well, I didn't know if there was any big transits coming or, you know, retrogrades that are really good.
I think we should touch base, you know, again. Like, I feel like it's good to like talk about what's happening right now, maybe till January, and then regroup again, you know what I mean, in increments, because it's a lot of information.
It is a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of energy.
So do you have any suggestions for people that are Capricorns or Sagittarians, that, you know, major things that are going to happen just specifically for that sign, for those signs?
I really feel like those, you know, if you're a Sag or a Capricorn, even Leo, you know, because it's going to be making squares, Scorpio, you have signs in Scorpio, Taurus, to not resist the change. Don't resist, because those signs are fixed signs. The fixed signs are really having a challenging time with the letting go specifically. And they could be really challenged and stressed about things right now, but to know that the universe has our back and that we're so supported and guided, even if it doesn't feel like that, even if it feels like we're alone during all the upheaval and, you know, whatever chaos is ensuing, you know, right now in your own personal life. I really feel like just let go and surrender, trust.
that everything's going to work out the way it's supposed
to. That it's going to work out. If you can just flow, if we could flow and surrender and go in that new direction, if we're being called to, or let go of the relationships or whatever, that's, if it's not working and it's too much pain and stress, it's not worth it. That's usually the time when we know it's time to let go of something. If it's causing too much pain and trauma and stress, then it's time to release the burden.
Right. And maybe that's the way, the idea of purging, right, is to allow it to come up and then just get rid of it forever.
Yeah, let go of the material possessions or whatever, if that's what you need to do. Move the relationships, the jobs, the lifestyle habits. You know, we're all being encouraged to just really up level everything. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot. That's why everybody's tired. Everybody needs a lot of rest right now.
Not a lot of self-care right now.
Yeah, it would seem that way. People are just running themselves ragged and worried.
Oh my God.
You know,
so much tension.
Are you ready? Ready to grow and raise your vibration? Then buckle your spiritual seatbelt and hold on for the ride of a lifetime on Awakened Soul Stories with host, intuitive medium, and energy healer, Pam Padalano. Awakened Soul Stories is every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Pam's guests are all part of the divine plan to help heal the world and raise the vibration in order to become one with the universal consciousness. Pay close attention as we go on this spiritual journey together.
Is there going to be a shift in this whole pandemic world? You know, do you see anything that's going to push that out of the way? Or is it something we're dealing with for a long time?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I do know that Neptune will be going direct, and that brings a lot of clarity and allusions to the surface of lies that maybe we've been fed. And there could be there's a lot of truth emerging already in differing opinions of situations, you know, so we'll be able to maybe have a big breakthrough at that time, which is in the beginning of December, that will happen. But the Pluto return for the United States will last for 10 years.
Wow.
So, you know, we just got started kind of. So sorry to be the deliverer of unpleasant news, but we need it. I mean, I really feel like it could come and go. I mean, this is what we're in right now. They could keep releasing different things too, variants and mutations, and because that's also part of the purge.
But you know, on the other side of that, it's what, you know, the fear was instilled before first. They were right. Smart about the way they did it. So for people to let go of the fear of that, and just to let go and allow themselves to actually see the truth, you know, that could take some time.
It could take a long time, because everyone's got their own version of what truth is. And they also feel we all need to do what's best for our body and our families and that too. So that it depends on what you feel is right. That too.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And you're not going to talk somebody out of either way. You're not going to talk them out of it. So
no, and we all have to be respectful of each other's differing viewpoints.
I agree with that.
That's hard for a lot of people.
It is hard for a lot of people, but you know, again, that was part of the messages that was, you know, you have to separate yourself from the outcome of somebody else's life and decisions, because they're really not about you. They're, you know, that's on them, good or bad. It doesn't matter, you know, but be respectful of it. You're not going to convince them otherwise. So we all just need to learn to really get along.
Right. And respect each other, and, you know, if do whatever somebody feels is right for them. And it's been challenging though, because I've been seeing a lot of people breaking relationships off with one another because they're not on the same page. Like almost everybody I know, I'm just like, wow.
And okay. It's violent. It feels violent. Yeah.
It can be the fighting and people saying all these crazy things about one another. And it's just like, wow. It's bringing up a lot for people to learn about love, you know, because yeah, that's what we're here for, and it's just not the separation that we're seeing.
Right. And I think that once we meet that the quantity of love that we need here, things will definitely start shifting into a better direction. And I don't know what that direction is, but I just see that it's, you know, people, we become different, you know, we become, our lives become based in love, as opposed to, I don't even know what to call this, you know, fear.
I mean, that's it. There's only two things, love or fear. And yeah, it's like, which one are we going to come from?
Right. Where do you want to go? But I think that when you're in that state of that state of being, like that higher state of love, because it raises your vibration to such a level that, you know, anybody around you can feel it, whether they're intuitive or not. But that allows your body to be, you know, it allows your soul body to be in the fifth dimension, basically. So you're definitely at a higher level. So this earth stuff, this earth fear, these diseases, whatever, they can't touch you.
That's right.
They can't touch you.
Because you're not a vibrational match to that energy.
Right. Because it's down here and we need to be up here. And that's
another thing, is to try to stay out of that fear and, you know, keep your vibe high, whatever that means for you. It's been really challenging.
Yeah. Hug a tree. Do nice things for people.
Yes. Take care of yourself. Eat well. Right. Work on yourself. You know, I'm trying. I really am.
It's not easy. And we're human. No. And we're still human beings, no matter, you know, what our vibration is. We're still part of the human race. We still have our DNA. And, you know, your tendencies are human, right? So you have to learn.
Yeah. And this meat suit is very dense, and it can only like handle such certain vibration. I've noticed, like, if it gets too high, it can kind of short circuit.
It gets a little wonky. That's funny. We've had those conversations before.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. So any Mercury retrogrades coming up, the dreaded Mercury retrogrades?
Let me see. We just got out of one. So that won't happen for another 3 months, but let me look at my ephemeris and see what's happening. Okay. So actually, yeah, we're going to have Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, January 2022, while Venus in Capricorn is retrograding. They'll be conjuncting one another. So it's going to make the communication with the past, with anyone, really important. Speaking of, you know, whether you want to come from love or fear, this will be a good time to choose the right direction.
Oh boy. But it's not messing this one because of the other retrograde, the Venus retrograde that's going on. Is it going to be as severe as it usually is with Mercury, just like messing, wreaking havoc?
Well, it depends on how well you can handle any situations that you have karma with, because Saturn rules karma and Venus and Capricorn, this is going to be karma. Karmic lovers, karmic situations, you know, with the Capricorn energy, this is a chance to redirect your karma and choose to not fall back in the patterns that aren't working. You know, not saying sorry or, you know, repeating bad behaviors within relationships, whatever it is, you know.
Oh boy.
It's going to come up for this time.
So you and I both should be really busy during this period of time.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Giving readings for people to understand, you know, what's happening with their life and to try to navigate that. It's so empowering and helpful. You can see where this is transiting in your chart and what it could potentially mean, and to change the direction and to make it better if you can, not to fall back into, you know, I actually don't think it's a good time to get back with an ex during a Venus retrograde, honestly. But it is a good time to work it out, to speak about things if you feel called. Sometimes you can't even talk to certain people anymore. You can't even let certain people back in your life at all. And that has to be a decision too. You can communicate in a different way. You know, mm-hmm. you send the love energetically if you have to. However, these people, if you need to, they'll show up. You'll run into them in the market or random places. You'd be surprised.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but I guess we're all going to find out.
We'll all find out. This will manifest in different ways for everyone. This could be, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone and there's situations that need to be cleared up and talked about, this can bring up opportunities to bring stuff up, because things just show up randomly. Circumstances will really push you to work it out, to get better. Well, I think the planets are always helping us evolve energetically to really be better versions of ourselves. And we pick these situations and these people and, you know, like a play. So it's like, okay, you got a choice. Like, what do you want to do? You know?
Yeah, we do. That's called what? Free will.
Free will. That's right.
And it was generously given to us all.
And it feels so serious, right? And then you take the big perspective out, the broader perspective, it's like, okay, it's a play. And we're choosing all these people in our play as guides. And they're playing roles to help us grow. And it's really can be so painful. It can be.
Well, I think that, you know, going forward, and not necessarily next month or anything like that, but when we get through this purging and this transition, I think the way the human race will live going forward from there will be a lot more purposeful, understanding that if you take something from the earth, you need to give something back, and taking care of the earth, taking care of each other, you know, just purposeful. The materialism that we have now, I don't think we're going to see it going forward.
I'm hoping not. Yeah. I am seeing some people really becoming more materialistic and clinging to that. And I'm seeing other people just letting go of it and saying, material things, I don't need those things or as much, you know. And I like a meme I saw by Ram Dass, and it said the exquisite paradox of life is once you give it all up, you can have it all.
It's true. I definitely agree with that. You know, it's funny because in my situation, because I had to move about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago.
You're always moving every time.
I'm always moving. But this time when I moved, I sold everything except my mattresses. And one armoire. That's what I mean, everything. Wow. So I live in a really simple, small apartment and, you know, only get what I have, what I need. But it was a long, I've probably moved 32 times in my life. And this time I was like, no, I just knew that I had to get rid of it because I was carrying energetically all that stuff with me, all those emotions and all those experiences that they're not serving me anymore. I didn't need them anymore. So yeah. I got rid of them all. And other people have my emotions and experiences now.
Yeah. It's time to, you know, if that's part of what you need to do,
yeah,
is to lighten up on a physical level too, everything. It will be reflected in everything in your environment, your body, the earth, the way you take care of the planet, your family, your pets, everything.
Yes, I agree. So I don't know. So we'll see what happens anyway. But I'm enjoying it right now.
That's good that you were able to like see, okay, it's time to let go of these, you know, material possessions. They're not serving me. They're weighing me down. You know, a lot of people have a lot of challenges with the hoarding and feeling scared, you know.
Yep. And they just, because it's all emotion that you're holding on to. It's not even the physical item, it's what it represents to you.
Right.
Fear of letting go and the fear of losing something and the fear of not having food when you were a child, or you know, whatever the situation may have been, or but it, you know, those are the people that, it's funny, those are the people that are coming to see me now. They get it. They get it, but they're not sure what they get. So,
but they're going to the right place.
Yeah, definitely. If I can help them, I will. But I would never be, have been able to help them through that part of it if I didn't go through it myself. So they were That's like, right. here you go. Now's your opportunity. And I was thankfully, I'm awake enough to say, to see it and be like, okay, I get it. I don't even argue anymore. I'm just like, whatever you need me to do, bring them in.
You see that they're reflections of you and are coming to you. So, because you already went through it. Now we attract what we need in our lives, the clients that we need in everything. It's really cool when you see it like that.
So what other words of wisdom can you give people? Do you have a lot of them, Jessica?
Thanks. I don't know. I just really feel like I think we talked about it all already. Just to surrender to the changes that are taking place in your life and know that it's for the ultimate and highest for your evolution. And the more you can trust and surrender and let go, the more you are opening yourself to receiving in a new way, new life.
Yep. So can you explain a little bit about the transits and what a transit is? Because I know we were talking about it, but maybe some people don't know.
That's true. So the planets, all of the planets are moving in various speeds, depending on how close they are to the sun. And so the ancient astrologers, they took our Earth, which is 360 degrees, and divided it by 12 months of the year. And they came up with 30, and that's 30 degrees. So each sign goes by 30 degrees. And the zero point is the starting and brand new beginning. The middle phase is like when we're, you know, in that in between liminal place. And then when you're in the end, 29 degrees to 30, you're like a master of that vibration and that energy of the planetary cycle. And so each planet is like a time clock moving in different signs, different degrees, and making different aspects for our evolution.
What are the word aspect?
Aspects are geometrical time signatures that help to see what is going on. For instance, a planet making a square is a 90 degree aspect geometrically. A trine is 120, which is a harmonious balance. The sextile is 60 degrees. Oppositions are a completely opposite of each other. Conjunctions are when two planets are next to each other. So at varying times, we have different planetary cycles depending on what our soul chose to learn from, basically. So not everyone will go through all the same things at the same time. But a lot of soul groups, depending on what year you were born, will have the outer planets, the bigger planets, cycling the same thing, going through the same cycles.
For their lifetime?
Their lifetimes, yeah. Like certain age groups. You know, the boomers have, you know, Pluto and Virgo, and my generation, Pluto and Libra, these things don't change. You know, they're very, because it's further away from the sun, Pluto, mm-hmm. it moves only 1 degree a year. I mean, it's so slow.
How close is my sign to the sun?
Your say that again?
How close is, like, what's an Aquarian that makes it close to the sun? Aquarius. So there's planets in Aquarius?
Yeah.
Right? When I was born or whatever you want to call it. Like, how close are they to this? Is Pluto involved in that? Or is it?
Oh,
I don't remember. That's why I'm asking, because I don't
remember. You want to look at your chart? Okay, hold on.
No, we don't need to look at my chart. Just like that year and see what was going on. Well,
Pluto was in Virgo then, so it's not making aspects to Aquarius. But because of the sun, you were born, you know, in February, you have a lot of the planets were in Aquarius at the time that you were born. You had Mercury and Venus. I think you have like most of your personal planets in Aquarius because of the time that you were born. Yeah. And so depending on your rising sign, your ascendant, that will set up whatever house those planets are in for you. And I believe yours is in the third house, which is all about communication and learning and sharing knowledge. And this kind of work that you're doing here right now with sharing the podcast with people, I mean, this is part of your soul purpose.
Yes. I feel like that. I feel like that.
This is very Aquarian vibration in the third house energy right now, what we're doing.
Are we in the age of Aquarius yet?
I've been told astrologically that we're not, however, it feels like we're embarking upon it. We're just getting into it. We're starting to shift. That age is starting to emerge. I'm feeling it. You're seeing it right now. I mean,
there's a lot going on.
Yes. Aquarius rules technology too, computers and electronics. And so I am seeing more, you know, I've been spending a lot of time using computer stuff and being online and on my phone. And that is also like social distancing in a way too, like communicating with people more through this, through the devices and connecting that way. That's very Aquarian.
I guess I'm in the right business then.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is very Aquarian.
How is it? And so I'll ask you this, because I always think about these things, but how is it that people could be born on the same, within the same week, maybe different years, but their personalities are so very different and they're the same sign?
Want to know why?
Please share with us.
Because their soul is at a different level of frequency, and their perception of their environment and the way they were raised, and, you know, that will also color who we project out into the world that we are. Mm-hmm. It depends on how advanced, you know, how, where you are in your soul's evolution. That will tell us.
Can you tell by looking at somebody's chart?
Sometimes I can. Yeah. Where, depending on where Pluto is in their chart, sometimes I can say, oh, this person is in a different evolutionary cycle within their soul. Yeah.
What's different about it? Like if you look at Pluto and, you know, this person's chart who's highly evolved and somebody who's, you know, has many more lifetimes to live, like what is the difference that you're looking at that makes, let you know that?
I've noticed personally that some people who are a little, you know, more advanced tend to have Pluto in later degrees and in different houses, the higher level houses, maybe even. But I honestly, I don't like to say that there's any stamp that will tell me that. It's really a different, it's like on a soul level.
Different vibe.
A different vibe. I mean, you know, I'm sure the deeper, I'm actually thinking about taking a course called Evolutionary Astrology by this astrologer that I'm really drawn to. And it's all Plutonian, and that could help to tell that.
So to learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah. I don't want to say, like, cause I've seen people who be very advanced who have, you know, different signs in different houses, and that didn't really tell me anything. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really know. I don't have all the answers.
But there's specific, you know, traits for each sign, right? There's a list of traits, whether you have all of them or some of them. It's funny because when I see people, they come for a reading, most of them I can tell what sign they are just because of their personality traits.
And oh yeah, like, the way they look.
How did you know that? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know how I know it. I just know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely are. I really believe that we are part of the stars and the signs that we chose. I believe we chose it all. The karmic mathematical degree that you chose to incarnate in, everything. I believe it's all chosen. I really do. People want to fight with me. Oh, I would never choose this and this and that. Trust me. I think that sometimes too. When I look at my family, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I can't believe I chose these people, but you know what? I know I did. And they're helping me so much. And I'm so thankful, you know?
Yes. Yes.
There's no victim. That's like, okay, we chose all of it.
Right. We only have ourselves to blame if you're going to blame anybody.
That's it. Yeah. That's
or just true. Make the best out of it. You know, just take what you need and move on.
Yeah. Right.
So how do people get in touch with you or get a reading from you, or, you know, Do tell.
So I have a website. It's yourdivineastrology.com. And it has all my info in there. And my phone number is on there. I believe my phone number is on there, actually. I could give it out, too. But if somebody wants to text me or email me, I don't know if you're here. Are you hearing that noise?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, my neighbor's deciding to vacuum right now.
That's okay.
Good timing.
It sounds like you have aliens in your house right now. You should have just left it at that.
Oh, there's an alien right now calling. Perfect.
That's funny. So, give it your phone number if you'd like, if that's okay.
Yep, that's fine. I don't mind. So it's area code 480-603-8392.
Okay. Anything else you want them to know?
Transit readings are the bomb. Yeah, so we can look at where the planets are now in your chart and see whatever, you know, aspects and those alignments that it's making to talk about what changes are in store and where you're at. It's very validating. I've found it to be very healing for a lot of people that feel like things are out of control in their life when really it is all in control, even if it doesn't seem it. It's been very helpful.
Good. And you do birth chart readings as well.
I do. However, I've been really enjoying just looking at transit stuff right now and using my intuition to channel whatever information the person needs at this time. Because I feel like the birth chart is great. You know, I can send a report, but you can look that up anywhere. And I don't like telling people, oh, well, you are like this and that. And it's like, I want to talk about like, okay, you've got this transit here and this would, you know, this could be happening for you right now and prepare for this. You know, I've been really finding myself doing this, which is kind of like the evolutionary astrology method.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I really am enjoying that the most right now. I might even just work on that. I also do relationship readings too, which has been awesome. So I've been doing those a lot lately as well. Looking at, you know, synastry and composite, blending two people's charts together to see the dynamic and see if it's more positive than it is challenging, you know, yeah. And very helpful. Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you for joining us today. Don't hang up yet.
I will. Thank you for having me again. Yes. And I look forward to sharing more information with you.
We'll do it every couple of months so that you can give us an update as we go along.
Okay, that sounds great.
We just can't take four months to get to that point like we did this time.
Yeah, right. Maybe in a couple of months.
So, okay. Thank you, Jessica Puglio, for joining us today, and I will see you all next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Awakened Soul Stories on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network with host Pam Padalano, airing every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Thank you for tuning in, and our hope is that we've awakened a fire in your soul and inspired you to tell your story and to make a difference. Call 401-533-1864 or email Pam at thetreeoflife222@gmail.com for more information on being a guest. Check out our archived episodes and like us on Facebook and Instagram at Awakened Soul Stories. We look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you on this spiritual journey.